beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Soon to be a hot Arizona Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Beautiful way to wake up, though, here in the Cottonwood area, watching the sun come up and watching the sun set last night on the Red Rocks was absolutely always a gorgeous, you know, you just think about the people that live here year-round and say, they see that every day. Beautiful sunrise.
Must be rough.
Beautiful sunrise this morning with the quail calling and perfect, nice little summer temperatures here just off the river.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation. With it heating up, Jay just went through a entire segment on watering correctly. If you had one thing you had to get done today before it has it hit 100 yet, or are we still
in the
valley? Say before it hits 105. If you had to get one thing done in the landscape today, Jay, what would it be at your home?
Well, you know, I've got a pretty good sized lawn, so it'd probably be mowing the lawn. again, probably checking the irrigation system, going around and just even looking at plants. If they're wilting in the cool part of the day, that's another thing we neglected to talk about. How do you know when a plant is stressing for water? You know, well, plants wilt, you know, when they have transpired or lost more moisture than their roots can replace. The foliage turns soft and it wilts and starts hanging limply. And, you know, a little bit of wilt doesn't really hurt much, but if they go into a wilt for a long enough period of time, then, you know, the foliage desiccates, it dries out and burns up, and then you get sunburn and you get die back and that sort of thing. So if a plant is wilting when it's cool, in other words, the point of day when it's losing the least amount of moisture and it's already wilting, then you know you better get some water on that. Or you know you've got a problem with your system where it didn't deliver enough water, that sort of thing. So early morning is a great time to get out. You know, it's the best time to be out working in the garden from here for the next few months anyway. And that's the best time of day to check your plants. If they're wilted, some plants in the heat of the day, even if they're standing in water, might wilt. You know, they're losing water so fast, they can't replace it fast enough. That's not always the best time of day to make the decision that you need to adjust your system or do something differently. As soon as the sun goes down or early in the morning, the plant perks back up. You know, it just was kind of trying to play catch up. But if you go out early in the morning, still relatively cool, and the plant's already in a wilt, you better take action.
If you want to learn more and you're in the Tucson area, Tony Sarah, the guy with two first names, your local Horty guy, is having a no-cost seminar. Today they start at 9 o'clock right there at their Magic Garden Nursery on Pantano and 22nd. Yeah, northeast corner. And if you can't make it today, he's also having again tomorrow, and they start at 11. So there is shade. He's not going to sit you out in the sun and give it. But those are some options for you in Tucson to get some more hands-on training. What do you guys do at the nursery when it hits 118? Do you guys just all huddle under the big oak tree?
Usually if it's 118, we've all got a hose in our hand and we're running around trying to, because, you know, plants, and that's the other thing, plants in containers, plants in pots, you know, that they dry out even quicker than plants in the ground. We talk about, you know, plants that are in the ground and you got a layer of mulch around them, you know, they'll stay relatively moist for a while. But you get especially a black plastic pot baking in the sun when it's 100 and some degrees, you know, they dry out pretty darn fast. And typically there's some kind of wind or breeze going on as well. So, you know, it will take a couple of waterings sometimes a day to keep the nursery moist enough. So, occasionally we'll squirt each other with the hose.
No one complains then.
To cool down. So people always ask, you know, is it okay to plant this time of year? I said, if that plant in that little black plastic pot can sit out here when it's 118, do you think it might not do a little better in your yard in the ground? Yeah, great. It's okay to plant.
Great point. Let's bring Julie into the conversation, calling from Wickenburg this morning. Wants to talk about something some little pesky bug in her home. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, you guys. I just want to say this real quick without sounding like a brown noser. I love your family. I think you guys are the sweetest people. I listen to your radio show every Saturday. I've emailed, but this is my first time calling. On that set aside, sorry, I'm house sitting for my parents, and there's a ton of, like, indoor gnats, like, in around the dirt of all their indoor pots. Uh-huh. And she's moving all the plants outside because of the gnats. And I'm like, it's too hot. We got to bring them back in and address the issue. You know what I mean? They're just really annoying.
Well, they're
they
called
get into the dog's water bowl. They bug us on the couch when we're watching TV, stuff like that.
Well, they're called nuisance gnats for a reason. they are a nuisance. They bug you. They're not hurting the plants, but they are,
they're just annoying.
They're living in the soil, in the organic material. There's a reasonable chance that they're staying too wet. If you have a lot of nuisance gnats, that sometimes can mean the soil is maybe staying a little wet.
Good morning. Okay.
So maybe trying to dry them out a little bit. Get some DE, some diatomaceous earth, and sprinkle that in the pots of the plants. That sometimes will help.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.